All right, good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, September 17th, and we've got, we got some feedback. Hold on. Stop. There we go. All right, it's Monday, September 17th. We got some race results coming at you from Mount Tam Hill Climb. That's Northern California. The 50th annual Mount Tam Hill Climb. Also some Northern Cal cyclocross results. And some chatter from one of the local Sunday noodle rides. A noodle ride is a kind of like an off-season training ride where nobody hammers. They just kind of cruise and go at talking pace. We interviewed one of the new riders out there named David, a Big Orange. So we'll be listening to David a little later in a short show. Let's go to some of our race results right now. All right, the 50th annual Mount Tam Hill Climb, presented by Joseph Mendez Real Estate and Loan Services, held on September 15th. Race results for the men's Pro 1s and 2s, taking third place with a time of 42:47, Julian Martinez. Second place with a time of 41:45, Chris Phipps, riding for Iron Data, Thirsty Bear. And your winner with a time of 41:43, riding for Slipstream Craddock, Adrian Costa. Adrian Costa. That's the Mount Tam Hill Climb. In the women's pros and category 1-2-3s, taking third place with a time of 50:33, Red Racing's Tamaguni Meyer. Picking up second place by 1 second with a time of 50:32, Iron Data Thirsty Bear, Tanya Fredericks. And your winner with a time of 48:30, screaming fast time in the women's, Allison Tetrick. Masters men's 45s, Cat 1-2-3's Kevin Metcalf taking the win with a 44:45. Team Specialized Racing, juniors 10 through 16, Giovanni Stefani with a time of 47:54 was your winner. And in the juniors 17 through 16, Jeff Wang picking up that win with a time of 48:53. Men's Cat 3s, Kenneth Spencer riding for Cortex Cycling Team picking up that win with a time of 43:10. Masters 35s, Cat 1s through 3s with a time of 43:33, Brennan Daly. And in the beginner men's category 5s, taking the win with a time of 46:13, Pierce Berry, riding for Team Helens, 8th Wonder Cycling, a SoCal rider. Beginner women's category 4s, with a time of 54 flat, Amy Cameron, picking up that win. And in the Masters 55s, Kevin Susco, picking up the win with a time of 46:36, riding for Webcor, Alto Velo. And in the men's category 4s, with a time of 45:03, Team Mike's Bikes, Matthew Adams, taking that win. Public categories also offered at the Mount Tam Hill Climb. Picking up the public win with a time of 46:42, Mike Loeffler. And complete results can be found at Golden Gate Velo. .org. That was the 50th annual Mount Tam Hill Climb. And also on September 15th, Central Coast Cyclocross Series number 2, September 15th in Monterey at Fort Ord. In the Elite Men's and pros, Cat 1 through 4s from Watsonville, riding for Cal Giant Specialized, Andy Jocks Mains, picking up that win. Followed by Cal Giant Specialized, Ekman Yannick in second place. And taking third place, Bicycle Blue Book, HRS Rock Lobsters, Scott Chapin. Single speed, category A's, riding for MASH San Francisco, Chase Christensen picking up that win. Women's Elite and Pros, Cat 1 through 4s, taking the third place podium position from Team Rambudski Law, Karen Brems.
Picking up the silver for second place, Cal Giant Specializes Meredith Miller, and your winner, riding for Ladies First, Ellie Anderson. Masters Men's, 35 and over. Categories 1 through 4s, Cal Giant's Justin Robinson picking up that win. Masters 45s, Category 1s through 4s, Henry Kramer riding for Cal Giant. And in the Masters Men's 55 plus, all categories, taking that win was Edwin Rambunsky, riding for Team Rambunsky Law. Masters Women 35 and over, Natasha Perry, riding for Bicycle Blue Book HRS Rocks Lobster. And in the Men's Bs, Category 3s and 4s, X-Fusion's John Hover, taking that win from Santa Cruz. Men's Bs, 35 plus. Peninsula Velo's Retro Mueller, picking up the win there. And in the single speed Bs, men's, riding for Nav Classbook.com, Dylan McReynolds, picking up that win from Berkeley. Category B women's, Team Roaring Mouse, Michelle Morrill was your winner. Men's Category 3s and 4s, Chris Nair from Hollister, California, picking up that win. And in the juniors, 10 through 14, third place going to Sam Wozonian. Second place picked up by IbisBuySell.com, Chris Hyde. And your winner, riding for DC10, Marcos Duliba. Masters Men's 35s, Category C's John Ryan taking that win. And in the Junior Women's, Genevieve Burkhart picking up third place. Isabella Myra riding for IbisBuySell.com taking second. And riding for Salinas High School Cowboys, Chantel Duliba. That was the Central Coast Cyclocross, September 15th. Held at Fort Ord. Full details and full results at cccxcycling.com.
Right, it is. It is cyclocross season. That's what we do in the off season. We play in the dirt on our road bikes, and we pretend to be mountain bikers. So cyclocross is going on. That's right. Northern Cal, we've got more upcoming cyclocross races. Central Coast Cyclocross Series continues on September 25th in Fort Ord, racing for all categories. That's coming up. You can find details at cccxcycling.com, Northern California, Central Coast Cyclocross Series. And then coming up in Southern California, the Black Cat Cross, part of the Urban Cyclocross Race Series. Has been going on for 20 years, I think, now. October 14th, the Black Cat Cross, brought to you by the new team in SoCal, the Black Sheep Squadron, and sponsored by Castle Rock Winery. Thank you, Castle Rock. We just got a case of wine. So most of you winners out there, 21 and over, are going to get at least a bottle of wine in your merchandise prizes. Full details on the Black Cat Cross at backontrackproductions.com. And if you want to come and spectate at one of those most incredible things to see, that's bike racing without brakes, no brakes track racing, the Elite National Track Championships, coming up on September 27th, 28th, and 29th. That's at the L.A. Velodrome in Carson, California. That's right, the Elite National Cycling Track Championships. Men and women, elite categories, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, September 27th through the 30th. Full details at Lavra, L.A. Velodrome, lavra.org, or usacycling.org for the Elite National Cycling Track Championships. And you got to come see that stuff. It's really cool watching people race around on bikes with one speed, fixed gears, fixies, and no brakes at all. It's no brakes bike racing. And they always have a great show at the Velodrome, the ADT Velodrome in Carson, California. Again, usacycling.org for details on that. So, and speaking of cyclocross, also somebody just Facebooked me. Thanks, Daryl. This is the Ventura Cross Clinic practice. Cyclocross Clinic. They're practicing on Thursday. They're leaving Metal Mountain Bike Shop, the Metal Mountain Bike Shop at 5 I'm assuming that's 5 p.m. It doesn't say. And they're going to roll to Emmawood State Beach, or you can meet them at Emmawood at 5:15. Again, they're starting at Metal Mountain Bike Shop in Ventura. Cross Clinic on Thursday. I don't know if that's every Thursday, but it's put on by Trevor Dunn and Mark Noble. Mark Noble, a multi-time state champion. And they're going to go over mounts and dismounts, proper carrying technique, and bike handling skills at the Ventura Cyclocross Clinic. And there are other clinics all around. There's the Friday Morning Crap Clinic in Southern California. That's cyclocross ride around Palos Verdes. Crap goes on at 6 a.m. every Friday from the Malaga Cove Plaza in Palos Verdes Peninsula. So if you're insane enough to get up at 6 a.m. and go get dirty with a crap group, you have at it. Visit them at Cyclocross Ride Around Palos Verdes on Facebook for more details on that clinic as well. And all race calendar information can be found at ncnca.org if you're in Northern California, or usacycling.org in Southern California. Cyclocross is good for mountain bikes or cyclocross bikes too, by the way. So those of you who've never tried it before, bring your mountain bike out and give it a shot. Give it a shot. That's right. Southern California Back on Track Productions Urban Cyclocross, October 14th. And Northern California Central Coast Cyclocross Series at Fort Ord on September 25th, and continuing October 9th, October 16th, October 22nd, and more. They got an entire series up there at Fort Ord. CCCXcycling.com for details on that. All right, so we had a chance to go out and do some recordings in the Southern California. Here's an interview with Dave from Big O. And also some info on the noodle ride. Sit back and enjoy some of the sounds from Bike Sport Radio here.
Try it again.
I do a radio show.
What do you do?
Yeah, it's all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes.
Was it like on the air? Is it a podcast?
It's a podcast, but it's on internet radio. We go on tomorrow at noon. So, yeah, you want to say something? You want to say?
I'm here with the noodle ride. Tell us your name.
David.
David, welcome to Big Orange. You're one of the new guys, right?
I am, yep.
Good to see you out here. Great day. And have you raced before?
I raced when I was 16. I'm 38 now. I'm going to start trying it again next year.
Cool. Cool. Yeah. Got a good team here. So glad to have you aboard.
Thanks.
And you'll be on Bike Sport Radio. And check it out. It's all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. Have a great ride.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Who's going where?
Sunset would be a nice...
Noodle ride. This is the noodle ride, the official off-season noodle ride up to Mandeville.
Not Mandeville, up to,
we're only going to Crosby. Not me.
I'm going to noodle it up Mandeville.
Mandeville, huh.
Yeah, how are you planning on getting to that point?
Here comes a man, now you need to ask him. I mean, Sunset would be...
Newman,
House, how you feeling?
All right. All things considered, how'd your season go?
What? Not so good.
Not so good. Play a lot of hockey? Not much bike racing, huh?
I had a pretty bad crash early in the year.
Hey, when are you gonna pull for the TTT?
Yeah, that's right.
Took me out of it. But I did play a lot of hockey.
I'm gonna go third. You're gonna go,
the hockey season didn't go good either. We went from first to fifth. We didn't make the playoffs. Our goalie broke his collarbone in the middle of the season.
Bummer.
Funny. I'll tell it again later.
All the way around, not a good summer.
Bummer.
Sweet job.
Are we off? The noodle ride? Yeah, the Big Orange noodle ride. We're noodling it up to Cross Creek and back, and that's it. Hey, pretty good. I'm happy. My back is sore every morning, but other than that, it's yeah. Thanks. All right. Warm
up.
Here we are, 2x2. On the Sunday kettle ride, peeling off with the noodle group. Big Orange Cycling.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the KILL Radio online link at www.killradio.org, or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right, so that's about it. So we're going to wrap it up here. It's a short show today. Most of us are at Interbike, the International Bike Expo, for everybody in the industry. Hope you're having fun out there in Vegas. And we'll be talking to you next time here at Bike Sport Radio. Thanks for listening.